Okay, we'll wait for Dave, just a second.
Doesn't have to vote, here we go.
Advance. Nobody Shanghai Dave back there, did they?
Well, he doesn't have, we can come back into session.
Okay, it's been moved to second that we come out of executive session and a regular session. Mr. Colt?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Gentlemen, anything other for the business? Mr. Baker?
Yes, we have an item on the agenda tonight for land acquisition, and we have, as part of our project for seeking additional space for a county administration building, we are considering a land acquisition. County offices are cramped. We have begin renting office space at the Tunnel Razor Building to provide additional office space for our people. Studio Jade completed a space needs analysis, and they recommend a construction of anywhere from a 50 to 100,000 square foot building. The first step towards a new building is the purchase of property for a site. The advantage is, the recommendation or the suggestion is that we purchase property on the outskirts of Georgetown. And the advantages of this particular property that we're looking at is about 30 acres, is easy access to the public and employees, sufficient parking, room for future expansions. Most county services could be available at one location. We would continue to maintain office presence on the circle with constitutional offices such as recorder deeds, which need to, and register wills, clerk of peace, which need to stay here near the circle, possibly the sheriff. The remainder of space, for instance, if this building is kept, the remainder of space in this building could be rented to possibly the state or some other organization. So there, what we are considering is the purchase of a property of approximately 29.6 acres, 0.68 acres on Route 113 at the intersection of East Trap Pond Road and Route 113 on the south side of that intersection. So I don't know if there's any discussion or
questions, gentlemen. Mr. Cole?
The consultants have recommended that we need to purchase land.
When was that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Okay. Well, you get.
When was that consultant report?
I believe it was like May or June of 2007. Yeah.
Over a year and 3 months ago. Well, that report was done during payday.
Let me just finish. I'll just quickly say this so I don't get into a lot of conversation. But I'm just, as we've just gone through the budget, adopted a budget for the upcoming year, we've seen transfer taxes. We've seen a number of our income sources not being like they used to be and what we were getting familiar with in the last couple of years. And I just think that with the future uncertain as it is economically, that the county needs to maybe sit back and tighten its belt and not maybe address this at this time and maybe look, in the near future. I think property values are something that's hard to put your finger on right now. And the county, we just got, I feel as if we just got done this building. And there may be other ways to work with our space needs.
Right on.
So anyway, at this time, and part of it's the economy and part of it is just the uncertainty. And the other, we got three councilmen leaving, and we have three new people, and Vance and I will be in the minority, and who knows how they'll feel about different things. And I hate to shackle a future group with a financial situation. They may choose not to do anything, and we could be sitting out there with just vacant land. And the state of Delaware got criticized many times in the past for having a lot of land,
open space.
Land they purchased and then didn't follow up on it. So, it'd be open space, but I don't know if that's the kind of open space we were we were thinking when we were looking for. So anyway, at this time, I'm not saying I don't support the consultant's concerns and some of their issues they brought up were probably very valid. I just don't think the economic environment is the right time now to move forward with such a big purchase. We may have other financial needs. Is it possible, David, now we have this money, right, set aside?
Yes, we have set aside money that we have in the capital improvements fund totaling $14 million. Now that would not cover the entire cost of a new building, no matter where we build it.
Right.
Or unless.
But the money we have set aside, the money we set aside, if we got into an emergency situation, we could go to that, use that money for other things, correct? So
yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of
capital improvement money. Yeah.
Right. But I'm pointing out it may be a rainy day fund. We've had one bad year. We may have another bad year. We don't know how long this will go into the future. So.
Okay.
Those are my concerns, and okay. I mean, you can add to it anything you want, but that's pretty
Phillips,
much it.
You got any concern or issues before somebody makes a motion or not make a motion?
Well, Mr. Cole said one bad year. Actually, in 07, we had a $2.7 million deficit. This past year, the audit will probably reflect we've had a $4 million.
3.8 right now.
$3.8 million deficit. When we have those deficits, we've got to dip into these reserves. So I think until we start to turn that budget deficit around, we've got to be very careful about spending money on something that really I'm not sure we need. That consultant did their analysis really during the peak of the county's activities. I mean, we are currently in a recession, if not worse, with respect to the building in this county. And we've recently leased office space to take the load off the county's offices. But I think at this time it would be unwise to spend this kind of money on something we really don't even know if we need.
Okay. Mr. Duke?
I was going to wait and make comment when I voted, but seeing how it's sort of starting out, I'll make my comment and I'll just vote yes or no at the time. When I came here in 89, we all know what the old building looked like. And with all the records and everything setting out in the hallway, it was almost deplorable, the conditions that our employees had to work in. And they had people just desk pushed together and the working conditions. You couldn't be efficient working like that. And I thought to myself, I wonder if I'll ever be here long enough that we'll ever get out of this building and build something that's new and will serve the people of the county. And so this came up and bought the post office, and we built this. We sold that to the state. And the day came in 1996 when we opened this building, and it was supposed to last for about 20, 25 years. And, of course, it lasted about 12, and we've totally outgrown this building to now we've got departments spread all through the county seat, and we're now renting land at I think $3,600 a month or something like that across the street because we're out of space. We've got people out the west complex, we've got people at the airport, and I won't be here to see, hopefully, I don't know if these two will be here long enough to see it either, but I think we need to start planning for it. I said when I made my announcement I was not running for re-election that the time was now to start planning, and this is what I was referring to. I won't be here to see the new building built, but I think that if we don't get control of this land now, then down the road we're going to wish we had, because a future councilman will say, where we're going to go to. And you can walk through this building and you can see up on the third floor and the second floor, you see machines, copiers, things out in the hallway, because we've outgrown this facility too. And you can say, well, you've grown the county from 180 employees to 600 employees and blah, 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 all this other, election rhetoric that you hear. But also I can answer back to them, we've done it all and increased employees at the same time and gone 19 years without raising taxes. So we've had to be doing something correctly, and through the advice of our staff, they've given us good advice. The first offer that the asking price was $4.2 million for that out there, and they've came down to 2.4. That's a decrease of $1.8 million. Even though it's high, I think that the location is prime. I can imagine driving down 113 and being able to see a nice county complex there on that corner. And with that, on that corner there, I like that corner because you got access to 113, you go across the road, and you go up the road going into Georgetown to back of the paramedic unit there now. You can get on the Trap Pond Road and go to Laurel. You can get on 113 and head to Milford. You can go to get on 113, go to Millsboro. You have a lot of access there. It'd be easy access in for people coming to Georgetown and be access for people that are going, employees that are coming and working there. I think it would be much better as we started out when we moved in here in 1996 to have all the employees in one building. As it is now, you've got some across the street, some here, some there, you know. And so you go here to get a permit, then you go to this department over there. My vision was in 1996, I wanted to move out on the highway instead of building this building. And there was not three votes to do that. And I said, you know, we need a place where you can have a large parking lot where you can people can park and don't have to walk a lot of blocks to get there. But we need to congregate all the people, all our departments together, and by making plans, having a vision, which I think that this body has done that, and I don't take any credit for that. When I say this body, I'm referring to all five councilmen here. I give them credit for doing what they feel is best for the constituents of the county, and we've done that, and I think it's... I think it's a big investment, but I also think it's a great investment and for the future of Sussex County.
Mr. Rogers, you got a comment?
I don't want to say that much. we've been discussing this for well over a year, and I wasn't in favor of the location when we first started out. I liked the option, too, when we were discussing it. But now with a substantial drop in price, I know we're in a tough market, but this county is very financially well off because of this council, and I think planning for the future is the right thing to do, and the reason I would say now is because the size of it. I hope that the county would not, if they didn't need it all right now for a building, that they got to look out. This, we may be in a recession now, but this county is going to take off and grow again. And this government, I always felt in the past, didn't grow along with the growth that we had in 2002, 3, 4, and 5, and now's the time to do it. So. Up for a vote.
Okay. Mr. Baker, you got a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the purchase of approximately 29.68 acres of property, tax map and parcel number 1-35-19.00-63.00 from Georgetown Villas LLC for $2,400,000. Subject to county review and approval of a survey, legal documents, environmental review, wetlands delineation, etc.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Move second that we purchase the property as stated. Mr. Cole?
Well, I said a lot earlier. I said I just feel that we have adequate land currently that the county owns that we could accommodate the needs of the county's growth. And possibly there could be a direction. And as I pointed out, that there's going to be a dramatic change in the council here, and Mr. Phillips and I will be in a minority with the new members. The new members may see a need to shrink county government, and they may see a need to not expand it. And we have gone through a tremendous amount of expansion because of the growth, and the pressure of that growth has been putting on the county's departments. That may be relaxed now for quite a few years. So, again, I would just... I'd like to just suggest to the council that this is not a good time to do this. I think it should be something that the new council that will take office in January, give them some time to review these plans, these documents, these consultant reports, and let them see if that's the direction a majority of this of the council would like to go. So I just think it's premature, and And it's the appearance of doing some things at the end of a of a number of years. Anyway, so my vote will be no. I think it's not the appropriate time.
I think it's irresponsible to be bragging about 19 years of not raising taxes when in just the last 2 years we run up 2.7 plus $3.8 million in deficits. And you can brag all you want about not raising taxes if you're willing to spend in the red. I don't think that's very responsible. And the vision that Mr. Dukes has articulated, I think, will be a shrine to big government if it's ever completed. It'll cost the taxpayers close to $45 million in today's dollars. And by the time it's built, it's hard to say how much it'll cost the taxpayers of Sussex County in a time when we have a shrinking need in this county for government services because of the building recession. We have adequate space today, and we have a building that's not that old. There was a time where government buildings might be 50 years old before they start replacing them, and here we haven't even, what do we got on this building, 20 years?
Paint's not even chipping.
No? How many years?
1996.
12 years, and we're already talking about replacing it. Unbelievable. I vote no.
Okay. Mr. Dukes?
I don't consider it bragging when you've got the facts to back it up. And we had the foresight to support staff when they recommended putting money away to purchase a new building because we saw, had a vision that we were going to need it. I think that's a form of good planning, and I don't take any, I don't apologize for that at all. Glad to hear Mr. Cole say that him and Mr. Phillips are going to be in the minority. I guess that means that they're thinking that all three Democrats are going to win the election. I guess that's what
didn't
he
mean,
meant.
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant. I'm sorry.
Minority of time of spent here, Mr.
Toomey. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you were meaning there.
I've been in a minority 20-something years. Don't talk about minority to me, buddy. I know minority.
And I think it was Mr. Pringle, who had in one of his articles that we might be lame ducks, but we're not dead ducks. And certainly we are continuing to create and carry out the vision that we've got. So in years to come, I'm hoping that the council will look back and say, you know, I'm glad for that night that of August the 13th, 2008, that they bought that land. We needed it. They had vision. We were going to expand, and they made a good decision, and I'm just sorry that the other two don't share the same vision as what I think that we do. My vote is yes.
We just don't rely on hope.
We don't either, Mr. Cole. We got figures to back it up.
Mr. Rogers.
I said what I had to say. I vote yes.
My vote is yes also. Motion passed.
I think it's pretty cowardly for you guys to wait until you decide to retire before you start going on a spending spree. Really do.
Okay.
And to do that, knowing that you're not going to be here to face the consequences, I really think you should be ashamed.
Okay.
Thank you for your confidence, Mr. Phillips.
Okay. Motion for adjournment, gentlemen.
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Move to second that we adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passed.